This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Our next story takes us to South Louisiana and the site of a giant sinkhole. It appeared last year when a salt mine collapsed, creating a series of problems that regulators say they have never seen before. Tremors, oil and gas leaks. Residents were evacuated more than 7 months ago, and as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, they are losing patience.
Strange things have been happening at Ernie Boudreau's place on Jambalaya Street at Bayou Corn.
My trailer at night, it cracks. You can hear it. The doors pop open by themselves.
The front porch is separating from the trailer, and sometimes he smells oil. All problems that started after the sinkhole opened less than a half mile from his house.
Come on, boy.
His neighborhood is under a mandatory evacuation, but Boudreau comes back a few days a week to care for his dog.
Diesel. Big puppy. Wouldn't hurt nobody. It's not a good place to be at all, really. But like a lot of us, I mean, you just can't jump up and run. I mean, I can go here and there, but I got that dog. I mean, I raised that dog from a puppy.
Houston-based Texas Brine has been mining salt near the Bayou Corn community for more than 40 years. The company is now paying evacuated residents $875 a week to cover temporary housing costs. But Boudreau, a welder, says he can't find a rental that takes pets the size of Diesel, so he stays with his sister some and then comes home. After 7 months, he wants a more permanent solution.
At $875 a week is hush-hush money. Keep everybody quiet and just let it settle down. I said, I'm not letting this settle down. I said, you're talking about land, home, that we can't come back to, and if you do, it ain't worth nothing.
From Boudreau's backyard, you can see the entrance to Texas Brine. The firm operates several salt wells here in Assumption Parish, injecting water into an underground salt dome to leach out brine. The sodium chloride is used by nearby petrochemical industries that line the Mississippi River between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
This is the sinkhole.
Texas Brine spokesman Sonny Cranch looks out over what appears to be a lake surrounded by swampland and a fresh earthen levee. It was all swamp before August 3rd. The morning workers discovered the sinkhole.
The trees were down because they had fallen into the
One day they were at work and there were trees and
regular
swamp.
This was just swamp, and then they came out here and there's nothing. And except debris, all just floating vegetative matter. And as it turned out, there was some liquid hydrocarbon that had risen to the surface.
Crude oil and natural gas bubbling up from below ground. It was a mystery at first, but now authorities say an abandoned salt cavern collapsed, shifting the rock and salt formations deep below, causing the sinkhole above and unleashing hydrocarbons into the groundwater aquifer up to 2 miles from the site.
From time to time, there'll be these little events, little burps, they call them, and you'll get some more material that comes to the surface. Sometimes there's some hydrocarbon involved. Other times it's just vegetative matter.
The sinkhole has expanded to 9 acres and is still growing. Monitoring reveals continuing shifting underground and a possible problem at a second cavern. Workers are fusing a pipe to vent off natural gas near the sinkhole. The state has ordered Texas Brine to drill 30 of these natural gas wells around Bayou Corn. Patrick Kurej with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources says the escaping methane poses a danger.
We want to get that out so that you don't have the risk of homes with enclosed spaces having a concentration of gas buildup that could be flammable or explosive.
Kurej says Texas Brine had plugged and abandoned this salt mine in 2010 after integrity problems, and state rules at the time did not require any continued monitoring. Now, scientists have discovered the sidewall of the salt cavern collapsed, causing tremors, the sinkhole, and oil and gas leaks. Kurej says they've yet to find a roadmap for dealing with this unique set of problems.
When we started looking around, okay, who else has this happened to, the answer came, and we're still looking, is nobody.
That makes it hard to predict what will happen next.
I mean, it's just like an experiment.
Wilma Subra is a technical advisor to the Louisiana Environmental Action Network.
The issue is it's continuing to degrade. So as long as it's degrading, you can't say, well, we've reached the end of degradation, now we can figure out how to remedy.
Bayou Corn resident Nick Romero is losing his patience.
I didn't do anything. I didn't cause this. And you can see the bubbles coming up right there? That's gas. That's gas coming up right there. It's just seeping up slow.
We're standing in Romero's front yard on the edge of a cypress-studded swamp where he spends his mornings watching the wood ducks.
And I'm being driven from the thing that I love the most.
He's a retired postal worker, and his wife, Brenda, is a nature artist. They've been here more than 20 years.
The damage is done. Our property's worth zero. And we can't go buy another house. I mean, we don't have that kind of room in our budget. You know, until we get bought out, we're in limbo.
Nick Romero says after 7 months, nothing is getting better. He wants Texas Brine to ante up.
So man has played around, stuck his hands where he shouldn't have, and Mother Nature says, you know, it's time for y'all to leave. You know, and they're responsible for causing it, and so it's time for them to pay up.
Texas Brine spokesman Sonny Cranch says the company will work with individual families to reach a fair settlement.
You know, we want resolution of this, and we really, truly appreciate the emotional stress this has caused for so many of these people in the Bayou Corn area.
Some residents have sued Texas Brine, and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is demanding damages for all of the 350 residents near the sinkhole. He also says the company owes the state more than $8 million for its response to the crisis.
They're the ones that are the responsible party. They've caused this damage, and certainly we'll be aggressive in making sure that they pay their bills, whether it's to the state or whether it's to the folks, local government, or whether it's the folks they buy out.
Back on Jambalaya Street, Ernie Boudreau wants the buyout, but isn't sure where he'll go from Bayou Corn.
We born and raised here. It ain't like I'm going to say, well, I'm moving to Baton Rouge because I'm not a city person. You know, I'm born in the swamp. That's why in the bayou, they ain't got a bayou, I'm out of place. You know, I can't go to no city. But where you gonna go? That's the thing.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.